There's a tendency to think that ideas and insights arise from the independent genius of individuals. But this assumption is never aligned with the experiences described by artists that have lived and created in every era and every part of the world. It limits our understanding of the process and does not qualify as a valid scientific theory for reasons that I will soon explain. Instead, I want you to consider a bold alternative, which is that every human creation throughout history can be attributed to a single source. Whether we consider Mozart's symphonies, Edison's inventions, Frida Kahlo's paintings, Ernest Hemingway's novels, or Maya Angelou's poetry, the ultimate source is the same. There has only ever been one creator, a single consciousness inhabiting myriad forms.
What is creativity? Where does it come from? And how does it work? These were questions that Victor Chamas sought to reevaluate in a quest for answers in his book Deep Creativity, Inside the Creative Mystery. Chamas recently retired after 2 decades as a psychologist at the University of Arizona, and he's embraced many ancient traditions in his journey.
Deep creativity is a first-person approach to the study of creativity that focuses on the experience of inspiration. That experience is where the action is. Edison said that genius is 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. But I say, without that inspiration, all you have is sweat. So that's where the action is in this book, and that's what deep creativity is about, exploring that moment of inspiration.
Tell us more about that 1% inspiration. What does it consist of?
I think there are 3 elements to it. In inspiration, we know there's passion, that there's this intense emotional component, but there's also presence, which is, I am fully alive, aware, engaged at this moment. There's a freshness to it. This is the first moment. This is the last moment. It's the only moment. And then there's possibility. The moment is pregnant with possibility because I feel at those moments that I have clarity, I have access to vast possibilities, to the entire universe of thought. And that's what I feel when I create.
I know from speaking with you that this book took, you say, 30 years to come to fruition. Along that journey, what was something that you found out about creativity that really changed your perspective, something profound that came to you in that 30-year span that made you rethink the nature of creativity itself?
For me, the most revolutionary idea was that there's only one source of creativity in this universe, not 7 billion. And that source just happens to be inhabiting 7 billion of us. At moments when we are inspired and we create, we can feel that connection to that one source. And when you do that, it simplifies the whole understanding. Because instead of trying to figure out 7 billion different minds, you just have to understand how those minds connect to that one creative source. It also explains all kinds of things, like how come so many people arrive at the same discoveries at the same time? Newton and Leibniz came up with calculus at the same time, or Priestley and Lavoisier discovered oxygen. How did that happen? Sure, it might have been a sign of the times, culture, a lot of minds converging on ideas, but what if it turned out that those individuals were tapping into the same source at the same moment in time?
What about the age of the person involved? Some people, maybe because they're discouraged by an unkind teacher, decide, oh, well, I can't draw, I can't sing, I don't believe that I have those impulses in me.
The first thing is to liberate yourself from the idea that the product matters. So for me, it's about process. It's about the experience. So when I get people together to draw, we scribble. When I get people together to sing, we scream and yell and yelp and make sounds. And anybody at any age can do that. Sure, we get more rigidified in our way of thinking as we get older, but we don't have to be that. I know so many people who are just the opposite. In a way, that's what wisdom is, really, is wisdom is when you come back to the innocence of youth with a little bit more knowledge and experience from all your years. So I see creativity as something that's available to us at any point in our life.
I'm a big fan of movies. People who listen to the show know that well about me. Although I'm not particularly into action films, I've always loved Bruce Lee. And lo and behold, there's a significant part of a chapter about Bruce Lee. How did he become a part of this book for you, Victor?
I feel that Bruce Lee, besides being an actor, besides being a martial artist, was a profound philosopher, and he had a lot to say about deep creativity, about these ideas. He understood that you have to empty yourself, that you have to be receptive, that you can't force things to happen, but you can position yourself to take advantage of serendipity, of fate. Things happen in this moment and you seize upon whatever comes your way. He just understood how to flow with the experience of the moment in a way that I think is extremely relevant to the ideas in deep creativity.
Give us a quick example of someone else who served as a major inspiration that you write about in the book.
Albert Einstein. Einstein is amazing. He said, "The intellect has little to do on the road to discovery." Now think about that. I mean, you're talking about Einstein, one of the great intellects in human history, and he's telling you, you know, when I make discoveries in this world, my intellect isn't playing a part in it. I'm tapping into something else. And he said, in this way, in this sense, I'm a religious man. His view of imagination, in my mind, changed the way physics is done. He didn't sit down and do calculations first. He took a ride on a beam of light. And that is inspiring to me. He said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Imagination encircles the world. What that means is our imaginations can take us anywhere. This is really exciting because to me it says that whatever we think we're capable of knowing, there's so much more. Because I ask you, I would ask anybody, is there a place in this universe where your imagination cannot take you? If you say, no, I don't think there is. I think my imagination can go anywhere. That means that everything in this universe is accessible to you. Einstein understood that. That's very inspiring.
Victor Shamas will talk about his book, Deep Creativity, Inside the Creative Mystery, at the Festival of Books on Saturday, March 10th at 1 p.m. in the Integrated Learning Center.